U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is optimistic that the president and House leadership will cut a deal to prevent the so-called fiscal cliff, which will trigger automatic budget cuts at the end of the year if an agreement is not reached. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, New York's junior senator was in Syracuse today and predicted progress soon.
Despite some reports that negotiations over the deal to avoid the fiscal cliff have stalled or haven't made progress, Gillibrand thinks things will become clearer in the next week.
There may well have been a certain amount of political posturing up until now, but I'm hopeful that where the rubber meets the road, we'll begin to have agreement and come together around a consensus and a balanced approach that I think America can stand behind.
And if there is no deal, Gillibrand admits the Empire State may get the worst of it.
New York will fare very poorly under the current Budget Control Act. There'll be a lot of jobs lost. It also means things like money for firefighters and teachers and hospital workers that will all be diminished, and that will mean we will have a tougher time making ends meet in our state.
Gillibrand in Syracuse today says her biggest concern about the fiscal cliff is the impact on the middle class. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.